If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
This episode sponsored by HealthyCell. HealthyCell is different than typical supplements because it's a gel, not pills. HealthyCell uses microgel technology, which is clinically proven to absorb 165% better than traditional pills. That means your body actually uses the nutrients, so you can feel the difference. And instead of swallowing a handful of vitamins, one great-tasting gel pack can replace up to 18 pills. HealthyCell formulas are created by physicians and nutritionists to support energy, focus, immune health, and overall wellness. If you're going to take vitamins, they should actually work. HealthyCell. Reach your potential.
Welcome back to Gabbing with Gib. I'm your host, Gibson Johns, and it is time for the West Amanda Sierra podcast that I promised you yesterday. But it's going to look a little different from the one that I had planned going into today, Tuesday. This is an emergency podcast, because that's what we call these things around here in the Bravosphere. We finally got confirmation from Amanda Batula and West Wilson from Summer House that their friendship, their close friendship, has turned romantic after weeks of speculation that really reached fever pitch over the past 4 or 5 days. They're giving it a go. They're figuring it out, but things have escalated between them. I'll read the full statement in my conversation because I jumped on the mic with my friend Morgan from Morgan's Pop Talks podcast. She was just on Gabbing with Gib recently to talk about Summer House. She is a true expert. She has posted a ton of videos about this season, past seasons, this situation. So go follow her to thank her for her service, for talking to me today. I asked for 15 minutes from her and I got like 45. So she was very generous with her time and really helped me work through some of my crazy thoughts about this. But again, a very different episode from what I planned. A few things that have popped up while I was editing my chat with Morgan, which we recorded at 2 p.m. The first is that we got a lot of reactions from Mia, KJ, Lindsay Hubbard, Vanita. I have not seen anything from Jesse, Bailey, or Carl, or Kyle, or Levi. Kyle obviously had his post last night where he posted Instagram versus reality and the picture of him and Sierra in their old people costumes. But here's some of the reactions that we've gotten from them on their stories. Mia posted a picture of Sierra looking hot as fuck with the song Gorgeous by Doja Cat, no caption needed, on her story. KJ posted a picture of him and Mia with Sierra laughing, setting up for the last party on Summer House. He wrote, "I love my big sisters for life." And then he also posted a picture of his sisters and he said, "I love my younger sisters for life." We also got a post from Lindsay with that guy from Love is Blind who was a total gaslighter and manipulator on this past season. She put a picture up of him and said, "The new publicist?" Because Amanda and Wes did hire new publicists. I had heard that as well. So that's what Lindsay's alluding to there. And we also got another one from KJ. He posted a screenshot of the song Backstabbers by the OJs, and he wrote logging off, ... And then I think maybe the most consequential thing that we got was from Vanita from Southern Charm. And she wrote on her story, "Imagine making a statement, hard launching a, quote, connection, and not even considering apologizing to the person you hurt. But I guess that tracks." And she's alluding to the fact, of course, that, again, in the statement that I will read in my chat with Morgan, there's not one mention of Kyle or Sierra, and they don't apologize to them. They acknowledge that other people's feelings are involved, but there's not a sorry. And maybe they don't feel sorry. And that's probably why. I think that they're kind of, again, as you'll hear, are they in a love bubble? They're kind of being unapologetic about this. Also, what popped up is that Dave Portnoy, and I don't even want to say his name, he claimed that Brianna Chicken Fry, which, again, I can't believe I'm saying these names on here. He tweeted that she told him about West and Amanda being together at the Super Bowl, which was obviously in February. And remember that West was at the Super Bowl with Sierra. They were posting pictures of each other, hugging each other at the Super Bowl, where apparently, according to Dave Portnoy, again, grain of salt, considering the source, West was already messing around with Amanda, according to him. And then before the statement that West and Amanda posted, Edie Parker, a brand that makes, like, I think weed products, they announced a collaboration with Amanda Bettula. And there were all these sexy photos, you know, this crop top that she was sewing under boob in. It was going to raise money for charity. Well, they deleted all the pictures they posted of Amanda after the statement was posted. And they posted a cutoff shot of the t-shirt, I guess on somebody else. No face was shown. And they said, "A lot can change in a day. Same shirt, same great charity, new model." Woof. I have also heard that this didn't turn physical until recently, or at least that's truly what they've been telling people. So I don't personally believe that Wes and Amanda were secretly having like a year-long affair since last spring when Kyle was away DJing and she started apparently spending a lot more time with Wes. I don't believe that they got physical back then. I think that they got extremely emotionally close, almost like accidentally, almost like heads down. And then they looked up one day and they were like, "Oh my God," like, you know. As friend of the pod, Elizabeth Day, pointed out in a video that she posted on her Instagram, Amanda hasn't always had the most self-esteem. She doesn't have that much. She really hasn't as a result of her relationship. And she got out of this long-term relationship that, again, was not good for her confidence. She was looking for answers. She was looking for comfort. And she found them in someone who, one, understands what it's like to be on a reality show, which is, that's kind of why I think all these people go back to the same pool, because only so many people understand what they go through and how they live life. And she found them in West. And I think they got unexpectedly close, which she found comfort in. And then she developed feelings for him and vice versa. Meanwhile, West is this guy who all of a sudden in the past 3 years has had all of these beautiful women always around him, fans always coming up to him, being flirty with him. He probably kind of has his pick of the litter, so to speak. But the thing to me is that they completely mishandled all of this. They were lying to Sierra and Kyle and those around them. I know that for a fact. And that's where the big, 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 big misstep is. If they had found that they were developing feelings for one another and they wanted to make it physical, they could have handled this behind the scenes in a much better way. And it got completely out of control. They got sloppy, as you'll hear me say in my conversation with Morgan. And this is how we got here. You know, I understand they were trying to make sense of it themselves, but their lack of transparency, their lack of honesty, and then letting this fester and build publicly, again, that's why and how we got to where we are right now. I'm sure more will roll in between the time I'm recording this now and even editing it and putting it up for you guys around 5 p.m. But we'll address that later. There are more episodes coming this week. But for now, enjoy my completely formless and meandering stream of consciousness conversation with Morgan. Check out her podcast, Morgan's Pop Talks, wherever you get your podcasts. And please make sure to rate, review, and subscribe to Gabbing with Gib, wherever you're listening to this right now. If you appreciated this emergency episode, I put in the work for you guys today. I know you guys wanted this. So I would really love and appreciate some love from you guys in the ratings, in the comments, in the reviews. Just, a little tit for tat. Enjoy my conversation with Morgan.
I want to gab.
If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
This episode sponsored by Forkful. Most meal delivery services promise healthy food, but look closer, and you'll often find cheap industrial seed oils hiding in the ingredients. Forkful does things differently. Forkful delivers chef-prepared meals made with premium ingredients you'd expect at a great restaurant, from center-cut filet mignon to wild-caught lobster mac and cheese, and every meal is 100% seed oil-free. Instead of canola or soybean oil, Forkful chefs cook with extra virgin olive oil, avocado oil, and grass-fed butter, because better fats make better food. Meals arrive fresh, never frozen, with clear nutrition and ingredient transparency, so you always know exactly what you're eating. Restaurant-quality meals, real ingredients, no seed oils. Discover Forkful today at ForkfulMeals.com. This episode sponsored by Forkful. Most meal delivery services promise healthy food, but look closer, and you'll often find cheap industrial seed oils hiding in the ingredients. Forkful does things differently. Forkful delivers chef-prepared meals made with premium ingredients you'd expect at a great restaurant, from center-cut filet mignon to wild-caught lobster mac and cheese, and every meal is 100% seed oil-free. Instead of canola or soybean oil, Forkful chefs cook with extra virgin olive oil, avocado oil, and grass-fed butter, because better fats make better food. Meals arrive fresh, never frozen, with clear nutrition and ingredient transparency, so you always know exactly what you're eating. Restaurant-quality meals, real ingredients, no seed oils. Discover Forkful today at ForkfulMeals.com.
Morgan?
Gibson!
Oh my God. Wow. We've been,
Wow.
Yeah. So Morgan and I are hopping on for obviously an emergency podcast. And, you know, I'm not really prepared. I don't know if either of us are, but people need to hear. People need to hear and to make sense of this. We've been texting a lot this week. How are you?
Not well.
Yeah, not well, bitch.
I'm so unwell. And you know, the thing is that we've been saying all week, like, we've known, like deep down in our heart of hearts, we've known because there was too much smoke. It was starting to be too much. But it's something about that text that is just the ultimate dagger to the heart. And I don't know about you, but when I saw it, I saw Amanda's first. And you know how on Instagram stories, it just automatically goes to the next person. The next person was Wes. And I was like,
I almost
threw my phone across the room. It made me so irate.
No, I was literally making lunch, texting you guys, and I saw it come in. I didn't eat my lunch for another hour because, or like, whatever. I can't, I'm not even hungry. Yeah. I'm just like, I can't. And like you said, I've known that there was proof that they were romantic for a couple of days now. But a week ago was the day of the last Summer House episode. And that was the night Wes was on Watch What Happens Live. And he had that fumbling answer. And obviously, like, it made you think twice about, you know, what was going on. But I wanted to have a sympathetic read of it, I guess, that he was just like sort of one of those moments where he just like fumbles in the hot seat and doesn't know how to actually answer something. But obviously that has been so relitigated, and so many things have been relitigated this past 7 days. They've just been lying to us and everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. And the crazy part about it is, you know, at first, like when it comes to the Watch What Happens Live appearance, I too, you know, saw that answer and I was like, huh, you know, but eventually, you know, we thought there was the little clarification when Andy asked, like, he asked a follow-up about it romantic and he's like, no, that's a friend. So we're like, okay. And, you know, I always think these people, they don't operate like normal people. They're reality TV stars. So to some extent, you always have to wonder, you know, what is said, you know.
Yeah, you have to question.
Yeah, you know, you're just always looking at it through that lens. I'll tell you what makes me more mad than the Watch What Happens Live comment by West, and you'll know why when I say it, but it's the Amanda Batula comment in my comment section.
Yes, yes.
That pretty much said, you guys are acting crazy. And it's like, that was 3 days ago. Do you want me to pull it up? I think I...
Yeah, just it's basically when I started to sort of get convinced to go to the other, to go to the dark side and think about, yeah, this is possibly actually happening. I was like, oh, okay. Wes and Amanda have sort of really conveniently denied dating. They've denied specific stuff. They have not denied that nothing has happened between them.
Yeah.
And I don't even know if they were dating up until now. I kind of feel like they were just hooking. They've been hooking up, basically.
Yeah.
And I don't know. And they've been, we'll get into it. They've been so sloppy about it. But it's like, it's obviously been happening in secret. I just... Again, this is going to be a really fumbling episode. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, we're just working through all of our emotions. So this is what somebody wrote. Somebody wrote, and this was in response to me talking about Kyle saying on last week's episode, she has spent more time with you than me in the past 6 months. And I was like, you know, that comment really struck me. And it wasn't because I thought that, you know, it was like a Scandoval moment where they've been having this long-standing romance or whatever. I just saw that as an initial, you know, kind of flag that, oh, they have a closer friendship than we realize, you know? So I was, and then I said, with Kyle saying that, I can imagine when the Dumois rumors came out that that hit a little differently because he's been feeling this, you know, sense of jealousy when it comes to Amanda and her attention with Wes, certainly in that episode, and according to Kyle, for 6 months before that, you know?
Right.
So, and even then, I still wasn't believing it. I still wasn't believing that there was anything going on. But somebody commented, Wes is a safe boy bestie for Amanda because they'd never date. He's so much fun. He cares about his friends, and they have mutual friends to hang out with all the time. And then in all capital letters, Amanda says, thank you, with like five U's.
And that to me is like, they'd never date. But also, that's not correct either.
It's right. Like... That's what because that statement that they put out today, it doesn't feel like a confirmation of we're girlfriend and boyfriend. But what it tells me is that they don't know what they are. And they're not ruling out that they would one day be girlfriend and boyfriend.
Right. Let's just read it really quickly. We've seen the growing online speculation. So while this is still very new, we wanted to provide some clarity. I will say, I don't think there's that much clarity provided. I will say it was never our intention to purposely hide anything, given the complicated relationship dynamics involved and the scrutiny that comes with being on a reality show. We needed a little space to process things privately before speaking on it. You know what? It's like, I think I said to you guys, the fact that they don't name check Sierra and Kyle, I think it actually bugs me.
Yeah.
Because that to me, and we're going to get to the rest of the statement, but like that to me is like, ever since these have popped up, truly, and in the past week especially, Sierra is like so first thought for me, so top of mind. Like, and that's why I didn't want to believe it. I'm like, how could Amanda, and to a lesser extent Wes, do this to Sierra? And they're not actively dating, but like we've seen the Amanda has had a front row seat, behind the scenes seat to everything that's going on between them. And I think that also Sierra and West, I think that something did happen between them last year. I think that there was probably a little bit of time where they were doing stuff. So for I'm sure. like, for them to not even like have the balls to like say Sierra and Kyle,
yeah,
the people on the other end of this is really, yeah, I think, like a little cowardly.
Well, and especially when you consider, you know, especially for Amanda. I mean, Amanda has been the it girl of the moment. You know, she's having mm-hmm. all of these advertisements. She's doing these Marie Claire interviews, yeah, where she talks about moment. She talks about how she would not have been able to make it through this summer without Sierra Miller.
Loving that quote. That is, and that was 1 month ago. She probably did that interview
1 month ago. Year. It's actually wild to me, which is why I really don't know what to think, because it's, do you really say that if something has been going on with this person's ex and you're trying to cover it up? Or did this really happen so quickly that, you know, maybe they did have to make a statement before they were fully ready to, and they really do have a lot of question marks. But either it's just a bad look or they were lying. And yeah, and both exactly. are bad.
And both are bad. And also, and we're gonna get to the rest of the statement in a second, but it's like, we're supposed to believe this statement after they have both been lying about it.
Yeah.
And so, but you've been proven to not be telling the truth about this in the past. So like now we're supposed to just believe what you're telling us. We've shown up for each other as friends over the years through all the highs and lows. And what's developed recently was the last thing either of us expected. I'll read that again. What's developed recently was the last thing either of us expected. Our connection grew out of a genuine, longstanding friendship, which made it especially important for us to approach this with care. As our feelings evolved, we wanted to take time to understand exactly what we were feeling. We also recognized that this has had an impact beyond just us and never wanted our actions to cause any hurt or be perceived as careless. We truly appreciate the understanding and respect as we navigate this. Developed recently. I actually, I don't know if I believed, I don't know what recently means. Does that
I
mean,
know, yeah.
Does that mean March? Does that mean January? Does that mean that snow day when they all hung out and kind of, I think that was probably the first kind of flare sent up that like kind of got people's spidey senses going. Was it December? I don't know. What's recently?
Right.
What's your interpretation of that?
Well, I think in general, everything recently between these two that has come up about this has been intentionally vague. Which it's like, I don't know when we're ever going to get the answers to those questions. If it's going to be at the reunion. I mean, hopefully it would be at the reunion, but there's a purpose behind the vagueness. What that purpose is at this moment, I don't really know. But again,
and it's
not a great look.
It's possible the purpose is because they genuinely don't know what they are. And I kind of believe that. I'm not like, you know, I kind of believe that like they were just kind of being fucking sloppy and fooling around and thinking they could get away with it. And maybe a little bit of a love bubble. I don't know. I don't even want to call it a love bubble. It's like Wes and Amanda. I'm like, what? Like,
yeah.
But yeah. And also the amount of wheeze they have in this statement is really for two people who don't know if they're a couple, essentially.
Yeah.
Is really wild.
It's a lot. Yeah. It's a lot. It's jarring. It deepens the layer of ick for me. Like I've already felt very icky about the whole thing, but it's just because like, them speaking as a we, you automatically, you know, associate that with who's on the other side of that we.
Yeah.
And it's Sierra. And that is so messed up. And even Kyle. I mean, I know people aren't talking about Kyle as much, but I do feel bad for Kyle in this situation as well.
Yeah, me too. The egregious part of it is the Sierra factor to me, because I think Wes and Kyle were never as close as Amanda and Sierra have been. And it's also like Amanda and Sierra got significantly closer last summer from what we could tell. And at least that was last summer. We don't know what has gone on behind the scenes between them in the past 6 or 8 months. But like, they're genuinely really good friends. And Sierra, not only has she been there for Amanda, my read on her last week saying on camera that they should separate, I kind of wonder if Amanda gave her the heads up to allow her to say that. Sierra sort of ripped the Band-Aid off of it and sort of opened the floodgates for Amanda. That's how I viewed that moment. And like,
yeah,
she has been such a real one for her. And like, she was rewound to a Paige last summer. And it's not like Paige has done anything to Sierra, but it's like just to see Sierra be such a loyal, dedicated confidant to these quote unquote friends in the house. Right. And to just turn around and do this to her. And I believe they weren't even thinking about Sierra. That's the thing. They probably didn't even consider. They just let it happen. They just went for it, you know?
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing is like, they had to have, because did they not understand what the blowback would be if it got out? I mean, they lived through Scandoval, and especially like West. Like Amanda has never really been caught up in a scandal to this magnitude. I mean, there's always stuff to discuss with her relationship with Kyle, but you know, West having gone through the gauntlet before,
exactly,
and having such a bad experience, and he was really vocal about how, you know, damaging that was to him, and for him to come into this season wanting to rebuild trust with Sierra, and for it all to end like this is just mind-boggling to me. I don't understand how you put yourself in this situation again.
That's the other really crazy part is how much goodwill both of these people are throwing away. Wes has been rebuilding, not just with Sierra, but with the audience.
Yes, with, yes.
You know, like, and he was doing a really good job at doing that. You know, Amanda was prone to have, to a lesser extent, obviously, her Ariana Maddox moment. You know, it's like the woman coming out of the big breakup on Bravo, getting all the good press, all the SponCon deals. She's become this like fan favorite. I don't believe Amanda was ever really, she never really had like the main character energy that I think some of the other people in her position have had, but like she was on a rocket ship.
Yeah.
And for both of them to throw that away is really, for something that they don't even know what it's going to be or whether it has legs, is really quite shocking to me. And now she has made Sierra, who, as you and I have talked about, I was already calling it Sierra season.
Sierra season.
We had literally said that in our conversation when you were last on my podcast. Like, it feels like Sierra is having, I mean, she's obviously having her best season yet, but just like she is like on that trajectory. And now that has gone from like a steep slope up to like, I think literally like a vertical line.
Literally.
Know? And people are going to be so in her corner. People are going to be, I think there's probably some people who are going to feel bad for Amanda because they don't think, you know, Sierra and Wes weren't together anymore and they never like fully a couple or whatever. But like, come on.
Yeah. Come on. Sierra's heart was so in that relationship, regardless of the title of what her and Wes was. I mean, we really saw the toll that it took on her mentally, emotionally, you know, in her heart. She was upset by how that all played out. So the fact that there wasn't a title doesn't make a difference to me in this situation, because it was, West was the one who was not invested. Sierra was. So she still was hurt as if this was a full-on relationship, you know, like being in love.
I guess with them, I think where I'm landing right now, and as we know, like this could change hour to hour in the situation, but like, I think my read is that they kind of were getting uncomfortably low-key close since like last spring, probably. That 6 month, you know, you subtract from late July, you go to like late winter, early spring last year when Kyle has spent every weekend away. We didn't really see evidence of that. So that was like very much on the down low, I feel like. But I don't really believe all the conspiracy that they were secretly hooking up last summer.
Right, me neither.
Do you? Yeah.
It might be wishful thinking at this point,
totally,
because it's like every single thing that's come out, I've been like, I'm not believing that. So that's again where I am right now. And I'm just going to hope that this is the one time that I'm actually right about not wanting to believe something.
I know. And a good friend share clothes, do they? I don't know. a man and a woman who are friends. I don't know. I don't think they do.
I have never, ever had a hoodie from somebody that I was not romantically interested in. However, all the guys that I was into, that I was having movie nights with or whatever, I'd take a hoodie here, a hoodie there, but never
there
has it been like, oh, let me just go into my friend's closet and pick something out that I like. It's never been like that.
And that's where it feels like they were really sloppy and kind of playing in people's faces.
Well, let me ask you this. I have a...
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it's not a conspiracy theory. It's just more of a thought. I really don't know what to make of West's interest in Sierra his first season, because he so quickly dropped it after filming was over. And, you know, I have to think the way that reality people think, you know, coming into a TV show, how do you make your mark? How do you make sure that people remember you, talking about you? Was there any other single person in the house that summer that West seemed interested in? And I'm not saying that West faked his feelings for Sierra. I do believe that there were feelings there. Mm-hmm. But I just wonder how much of that played a factor into it, especially when you consider the reason why he couldn't be completely invested in the relationship. It was because of the audience. So it's like, if you're not invested because of the audience, who's to say that you wouldn't be invested because of the audience? Do you get what I'm saying?
Yes, absolutely. I actually think that if you're in their positions, it's actually almost impossible sometimes to parse that out, you know? And like, if you're Amanda, who's been doing this for 10 years, but always in a relationship, this is new terrain for her. And that's not to defend anything she did. Like I think Sam Bush, Bravo historian, has talked a lot about publicly, like, how she feels like Amanda sort of infantilized, because it's sort of like, oh, like, but like Amanda, you know, she hasn't dated since she was 22. And, you know, so she doesn't know how to do this. And it's like, well, she's also a 33-year-old woman.
Right.
And so you can't, like, you can have some, like, understanding that, like, yeah, she has not dated, especially in the public eye, ever. And that is new. But, like, that does not excuse you going to one guy over to the person who your friend has had this, like, years-long on and off emotional connection with and physical
connection.
And you
know it would end bad. Like, there's no world where either Wes or Amanda are like, yeah, this will be great.
No. And then you know, going back to the point of Sierra being on this rocket ship, you know, we have almost half the season of Summer House coming. They're filming a reunion in 3 weeks. There's a full spinoff happening, which is really, I think, predicated a lot on the Kyle and Amanda stuff. And this whole thing, I think, threatens a lot of sort of the sanctity of both shows.
Yeah.
Not only because they've been lying, but also because I think there's waning interest in Kyle and Amanda now, because it's like, okay, but Kyle and West, right? So I don't know how they handle that, because it's like, okay, do they pick cameras back up to document this time period before the reunion so that they can tack it on to the end of Summer House? But the end of Summer House is going to go right into In the City. And that timeline gets really fucked up. So I don't know how they do that. And then if you think about a next season of Summer House, you know, Jesse, Wes, and Sierra were supposed to be the big three of Summer House and really lead that show. If Wes and Amanda are together, you'd think they'd want to bring Amanda into the Summer House again to be with Wes and show that. But Sierra's not going to film with these two anymore. So does that mean that Sierra doesn't need Summer House? Does she walk away? But to me, Bravo wants to hold on to Sierra more than anybody else at this point. She's the Paige DeSorbo. She's the Ariana Maddox. And also, I have heard that her personal story gets even more, like, emotional, powerful. Like, I think she's going to show us a lot more this season. And that's going to bolster that even more. And it's like, they have to hold on to Sierra, not just for them, but for us. Like, I want Sierra back on Summer House leading as the queen, basically.
Right. It's so hard to think about the possibilities, because they're two very real roads that they will have to choose to go down, one or the other.
Yeah.
If I'm Sierra and, you know, they want to bring Wes and Amanda back around, I'm like, no, I'm going to quit the show and I'm going to be walking runways in Paris.
Because I'm going to go host Cannes Film Festival red carpets. Yeah.
Yes. She will 100% get those opportunities. She already was. And even it'll be even, like, she does not need all this nonsense.
Yeah. She was at the John Hamm premiere hosting last night, you know?
Yes. So Bravo would have to sweeten the pot. And I don't think there's any pot that would involve Wes and Amanda.
Exactly.
None.
The pot would have to be without them. Mm-hmm.
Yes. So that is wild. And like you said, they clearly weren't thinking. But to probably the realization for them probably now that they have maybe messed up their careers big time, Wes and Amanda, I don't think they even had that. I mean, I don't even think that was on their radar at all.
No, That's why I think that they were operating in this sort of like dickmatized, whatever the gender flip version of that is, like a kind of mutual like thing where they were just sort of like, because listen, like we're watching them. We're watching the fact that he has been supporting her all summer. And we have been praising that. We've been like, wow, what a guy. You know, he has been stepping in for Amanda, direct to Kyle. Yeah. And do I think that they were secretly fucking last summer? Personally, no. But like, that is obviously coming through a new lens. I wonder if they're going to re-edit any of these final episodes. The other thing that I forgot earlier that I wanted to say, Morgan, is like, yeah, we think about the fact that the show was filmed 10 months ago, right? Confessionals aren't. Confessionals are filmed. They're still filming confessionals.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I think about from, I think it ended last week's episode, is the clip of West saying that Kyle buying that watch for Amanda, that means that that's a sorry gift. He fucked up.
Oh my gosh.
That gift is not just an anniversary gift. And he was really, with that confessional, he was really drawing a line in the sand.
Right.
And he probably recorded that a month, maybe 2 months ago.
Yeah.
And
that
so
is crazy.
It's crazy. You have like the confessionals are a huge part of the timeline here. And a month or two ago, I believe they were fully hooking up.
I know. Well, and you know, this doesn't really have anything to do with what you were saying, but it's just, I'm thinking about West more. And I know that they're both getting heat, but I do feel like Amanda is getting more heat than West,
for sure.
Which it's like, you know, I understand it, but I think West deserves the heat too, because it's like,
it's irresponsible.
West, yeah. And West, you know, he's flirty and touchy and whatever with everyone. And I think Amanda at this moment in her life probably was susceptible to that, you know, because she's been in this really long, bad relationship. She just got out of it. She's got all this new attention. Life is fast, fun, flirty. We're drinking in the streets of New York City on a Saturday. You know, I don't want to lose this feeling. I'm feeling alive again, right? Mm-hmm. That's how West has acted for the past 2 years.
Totally.
So it's like, unless you're really serious about it, it feels like Amanda is just going to be another one that West, you know, this weekend he's with Amanda, next weekend he'll be partying with Brianna Chicken Fry or whatever. And I don't like that.
No, not at all. And it's like, again, if he had a track record of making the right decisions and reading the fucking room and knowing how things are going to land with the public and the Bravo fandom, then you'd think, okay, they released this heavy statement. If it weren't him, I'd be like, all right, this guy
exactly.
is gonna give it a go for six months to a year to make it quote unquote worth it, you know, to make it like a solidified solid thing that was worth going through the gauntlet for. With West though, as you said, he hasn't proven to act that way, you know.
Yeah.
And wow.
Like, you're telling me this is the moment that Wes Wilson is going to decide to be in a serious, committed relationship with Amanda Petula, who's been separated for 1 month?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's crazy. I think one of my final thoughts, maybe, Morgan, is like, and it's an elephant in the room that I think will be discussed probably. A lot of what Sierra has talked about this season is the different things that she has to consider as a Black woman in life on reality TV. She's talked about how when people see her, they always comment on her looks and they never go deeper than that with her. And she is looking for something deeper. And we see her letting Wes slowly back in, at least like kind of energetically. We don't know sort of romantic, you know, romance wise where that goes. And Wes, as far as we know, has really struggled to commit to her. And they've hooked up a lot. But now, again, is he ready to commit to Amanda, who has to be said is a white woman?
And like that.
Yeah.
Too.
Right. Like that, and throwing everything away for her. Wouldn't do that first. And again, if Sierra was not the right person for him and we were just sort of shipping it and whatever, Like, that's totally fair. Like, he shouldn't commit to her if he didn't feel that he deep down wanted to and could give that to her. But, like, the even just the optics of it and how Sierra's probably feeling, I'm sure that's an element of how she's feeling here.
Yeah.
It has to be acknowledged because, like, it's a factor here. And as Sierra has literally told us as viewers, which is part of how she has to operate. And so that just adds a whole other layer to it that just makes it go down really, really poorly.
Yeah. I mean, the only silver lining in that situation for this specific season is that Sierra has KJ and Mia. You know, the three of them, this season, it almost feels like God put KJ and Mia in the house for this moment to be there for Sierra and help her through this, because Sierra has not had this support system in the past.
No, not at all. People who understand her experience in the world. And to be honest, having them there too, it's like, all right,
yeah.
Screw the big three that I wanted.
Or the
before.
New big three.
Yeah,
yes.
Mia, Sierra, and KJ, I'd watch the shit out of that show.
We all love them. I mean, every single time that the three of them are on camera together, they're amazing.
Are you kidding? They're watching their friendship. I mean, Mia and Sierra obviously had a friendship before this, and they were very close. But watching that collective friendship blossom in real time on camera is like one of my favorite parts of this whole season of Summer House. And it's really, again, that's my new big three, Morgan. I will just have to say that. Mia posted a picture of Sierra on her story with the song Gorgeous by Doja Cat. So it's very clear where she stands. I think she may have unfollowed Amanda and West as well. Sierra has blocked, from what we can tell, Amanda and West because they are not listed as following each other anymore. Paige commented under Hannah Berner's SponCon posted like 10 minutes after the statements. And she said, being shocked on the internet is the theme of today. I guess we know where Hannah stands. I don't know about you. I've been like kind of hoarding screenshots and messages that I've been getting over the past week or so. Yeah. But like as we recorded this, I'm in a group text about Bravo that's not like creators. It's like just people in life. And somebody sent this from a pretty direct source from what they say. They've been together for months, like all winter. They are about to announce their relationship. So this is probably earlier, and they're fully together. Paige is not speaking to Amanda, and all of this came, it said who it came from. So the Paige factor is also really interesting to me, too. But I think it was always very clear that she would take, obviously, Sierra's side in this whole thing.
Yeah, I'm really interested to see. I know we won't get to see how Paige responds in the Bravo setting, but even people like Lindsay. I'm really ready.
She's activated.
Yeah, I'm really ready to see how Lindsay approaches this. I think we all are going to have a new perspective on, you know, some of her stances in the past couple of years because they've, you know, been at odds. You know, this season they've been better, but historically they haven't been. And Lindsay, you know, for a long time was portrayed as the villain. And not to say that there's villains. I know that's very like trivial or whatever. But people always looked at Lindsay as the bad guy. And it's like, well, maybe she wasn't.
I think that most of Lindsay's behavior, probably not all of it, but I think most of how Lindsay has carried herself, if you look, I haven't really rewatched Summer House in full, but I'm guessing that it lands much differently for a lot of people. And them being mean girls against Lindsay has been a long simmering explosive thing for a long time.
Yeah.
And you're right. Amanda and Lindsay got closer than ever. I had literally gone to Amanda and Lindsay and Vanita and Remy Bader. They were all part of this like Target collab, like sponsored event in New York. Like, when was this? This is, I think, earlier this month. End of February. And Amanda and Lindsay were there together. And I spent time with both of them together. And they were like, I saw that. They were as close as ever. Like they were, I think that was literally the week before Dumois rumor came out and shit started to hit the fan. And I think that like, and we've seen it. She posted the Sierra selfie. She posted the reaction face right after that, which inspired Carl and KJ to post their reaction faces. It's very clear that if Amanda and West have any allies in this, it's potentially Jesse. I don't know.
I don't even think.
But remember, Amanda and Jesse posted those stories that Dumois had like been like, they're spotted having a serious conversation like at a restaurant. And Jesse posted, oh, we're just friends or whatever. He knew about it back then. He knew about Wes and Amanda. Yes, 100%. 1,000%. He knew. Because he was giving in on the joke in hindsight.
Because I look at Jesse and Wes, and I don't think Jesse really likes Wes.
No, I think, you know what? I've recently been thinking, and people need to stop texting.
I know. I have like 1,200 text messages coming in.
I think Wes and Jesse are kind of Craig and Austin vibes. There's a huge competition between them. They came on at the exact same time, so they are going to compare each other to them, each other. You know, it's like, but I kind of think that Jesse did.
I don't want to believe it. I don't want to believe it because I feel like
To me,
Jesse seems like he cares. A little bit. I feel like Jesse cares more about Sierra than he does West.
I actually would venture to say that's true. But Jesse posted a TikTok with Amanda doing his song, you know, with the hats and stuff.
True.
And I think that's Wes's apartment. So
you know what? Jesse is the Tom Schwartz. Jesse, we need to know when you knew. Don't say August, then September, then January. Like
No. And I think that Jesse, he's very direct. When he has to be direct, I think that he can be pretty direct. And that's actually a huge factor of the reunion that I'm very interested in. I'm interested in how... I mean, I don't anticipate Amanda and West. I think they're going to be pretty meek, to be honest. I hope we don't see them holding hands on the couch or anything like that. I don't need that.
Yeah.
I need an activated Lindsay. I need a really honest Jesse Solomon. I need Sierra supported and assured that this is like, these are people maybe in her past. I don't know what I want from Kyle.
always, right?
This is much longer than 15 minutes, but
it's okay. Are there any other
like lingering thoughts that have been percolating? I mean, I was planning on recording something today solo where I just sort of like went through all my thoughts and what I was going to say that I know it's true. I know there was proof of it. And yeah.
What's the proof? I can't say. Was it a picture?
It wasn't that.
Okay.
From what I heard. But I had also heard, because last night was the Real Housewives of Rhode Island premiere party. And that was probably 30 Bravo creators, podcasters, bloggers in the same room at a time like this, Morgan.
Yeah.
People were sharing notes. And I heard from people who had maybe more closest to the other side.
Okay.
And like, there was a lot of sloppiness happening on that side of things.
They didn't plan on keeping it a secret, obviously.
Like, I just don't think they were being very careful. I think that's sort of the same reasoning for why they aren't thinking ahead and how this is going to land. And I think they weren't thinking about that. I think they like didn't, the statement makes it seem like they cared a lot about what people think. But if you're lying about it, but also being sloppy, you don't actually care.
Right.
You know, you care more about yourselves, which they're reality stars. Most reality stars care mostly about themselves. Like that's, you know, for better or worse. My biggest question is how this affects in the city, honestly. And I really hope it doesn't like torpedo it. Because it's the show we've been wanting for so long.
Well, that's honestly why I just said that. I know. That's why I said that. It sucks because... it's not only this huge bomb, but it affects Summer House, a show that we have all just loved and adored and look forward to. And, you know, we're really like rallying behind. And then it also affects In the City, which we also were super excited about because we've been talking about this for a long time that, you know, the OGs, they have to have somewhere to go because the Summer House whatever is not making sense anymore. And then, you know, you start to hear that people like Andrea Denver is coming back to In the City with Lexi and you start to look forward to that. And it's just like, now what?
I know. They need to pick back cameras for something. They have to. Because also if Amanda and West want any chance of like any part of the fandom digesting this and having like a good taste in their mouth at all, ever, they have to like kind of show that there's real something real there, which like,
yeah.
Again, I don't know if that will ever convince me. Probably not. But I don't know how else they move forward. You know, I don't know. It's really, I don't know.
Yeah, I know.
And this isn't Scandoval to me. This is a distinct thing because it's, to me, it really is more about the friendship betrayal than it is about like the relationship betrayal.
Yeah.
I think that's a really big difference here because Summer House, the last couple of years, that's why we've been loving it. It's been about the girls. It's been about the friendships. Yeah. It's been about the support through breakups. Lindsay, Paige, Amanda this season. Like, that was what the show has become about. That's why it hurts. Like, I like all these people. I've liked all these people historically. I've known Amanda for 10 years. You know, like, it's... But, yeah, I think that's why it really just... It's hard. It's a hard pill to swallow. And... The person on the other end of it, there are two people, Kyle and Sierra, but I'm thinking most about Sierra, like the whole
Sierra,
week I have been.
Like out of everything, it's like the least deserving person for this to happen to is Sierra.
Least.
And that, I think that's what's the hardest part about it.
I totally agree. I think that Sierra, let's end on this note. Sierra Miller is like a top, top, top tier reality star. I hope that she'll see the fan support and that she'll feel support from her castmates and from Bravo and doesn't, I'll support anything she decides, but I really hope that we continue to hear Sierra's story in this medium to some capacity because it benefits a lot of people. She has been so open. She's at the top of her game. She's been, I mean, even just the conversation 2 weeks ago, that is impactful television. That is powerful TV. And only she could deliver that. And I think that I totally understand the temptation to follow these opportunities and to take that rocket ship out of the Bravo universe. But I think that the importance of the show and having that central vehicle is actually a little bit underrated when people start to really take off. That's why Bethany came back, you know? And whether that's on In the City or Summer House with Wes and Amanda, I guess. I hope that we are able to keep Sierra in our lives in that capacity because I think it's good for her and it's definitely good for us, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
Well, Morgan, we went for triple the amount of time, but we have so many thoughts. And I.
Yeah, I know, right? Honestly, I was enjoying the time away from Instagram. I know I'm going to open it back up and it's
going to be mine again. Now I'm going to open my phone to 5 million texts and whatever, but that's our job. And so. Morgan's Pop Talks. I'm sure that you're going to be talking about this on there, right?
Oh, yes. Yes. Thursday, we'll be mentioning it all.
Thank you for doing this. Emergency Pod. Over and out. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the show. Subscribe to Gabbing with Gib on any podcast platform to listen to new episodes. And subscribe to Gabbing with Gib on YouTube to watch full-length versions of our interviews. We'd also love your support with a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. You can follow me at Gibsonoma on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. And keep up with all things Gabbing with Gib at Gabbing with Gib on Instagram and TikTok. Gabbing with Gib is an independent podcast hosted by me, Gibson Johns. It's produced by myself and Riley Dabbs. Graphics are by Rachel Roth, and our cover art photography is by Troy Hallahan. If you want to reach out about guest booking, sponsorship, or advertising opportunities, email us at gabbingwithgib@gmail.com. Thank you again for your support, and see you next time.
Looking for skincare that actually delivers transformative results? YouBeauty combines breakthrough science with simplicity. The multitasking resurfacing compound replaces multiple steps with one powerful yet balanced formula, designed to visibly brighten, smooth, and even skin, while helping minimize the look of pores, dark spots, and fine lines. And it's gentle enough for sensitive skin. Add their Super Hydrator for up to 48 hours of multi-level hydration that leaves skin looking plump, dewy, and glowing. Streamline your routine and see the difference for yourself. Shop now at youbeauty.com.
This episode sponsored by HealthyCell. HealthyCell is different than typical supplements because it's a gel, not pills. HealthyCell uses microgel technology, which is clinically proven to absorb 165% better than traditional pills. That means your body actually uses the nutrients, so you can feel the difference. And instead of swallowing a handful of vitamins, one great-tasting gel pack can replace up to 18 pills. HealthyCell formulas are created by physicians and nutritionists to support energy, focus, immune health, and overall wellness. If you're going to take vitamins, they should actually work. HealthyCell. Reach your potential.